You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has reported 882 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and two deaths, a previously reported man in his 60s in Western Sydney and a man in his 90s at Concord Hospital. Both had received one vaccine dose. There are currently 767 infected people in hospital, with 117 in intensive care and 47 on ventilators. New South Wales Deputy Chief Health Officer Dr. Mary-Anne Gale says the majority of cases are still emerging from the western and southwestern part of Sydney. She's urging people in the following suburbs especially to come forward to get tested and vaccinated.
And they are people who live in Merrylands, in Guildford, in Auburn, Greenacre, Punchbowl, and also Condell Park. And finally, I'd like to call out to some of our regional areas where we have had sewage detected in recent days and where we are not currently aware of any cases. And they are people in Tamworth, Merimbula, Picton, and also Ningen.
The New South Wales government has unveiled a staged back-to-school plan from October the 25th. Premier Gladys Berejiklian also announced HSC exams for Year 12 students in 2021 will be pushed back to November the 9th. All people working on school campuses must be vaccinated by November the 8th. Sarah Mitchell is the New South Wales Minister for Education and Early Childhood Learning. She says she's pleased the government is now able to provide a clear plan for going back to the classroom.
We'll be starting to see students return to the classroom from the 25th of October. It will be a staggered return. It's in line with how we expect to see increasing vaccination rates in our community. And we will also be having the strict COVID settings on our school site to make sure that we minimise risk to our students and our staff.
Canberra has recorded another 21 coronavirus cases as the ACT changes lockdown restrictions. A decision on whether to lift the territory's lockdown from September the 2nd will be made next week. Construction activity will also be allowed to recommence gradually in a week's time. In the meantime, Chief Minister Andrew Barr has confirmed some changes to restrictions, including for a number of large businesses.
Some of the large essential businesses that have been open to the public over the past 2 weeks will be required to move to a similar contactless click and collect or delivery service. This includes hardware stores, pet supply stores, and office supply stores. These stores will, of course, remain open for Canberrans to access the essential items they need, but that access will be via contactless means, either order and delivery or order and contactless collection.
And Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says the state will need all the vaccine it can get to meet current and future demand. The state has detected another 79 COVID-19 cases, including 26 mystery infections. Martin Foley says demand from 18 to 39-year-olds has been particularly strong, with no signs of vaccine hesitancy. He says with members of priority groups still requiring vaccinations and 12 to 15-year-olds coming into the system next month, demand will increase.
We will be very, very clear to the Commonwealth that Victoria will take all the vaccines it can lay its hands on, and we will need more vaccines to meet the level of demand that we're seeing now and that we'll be able to forecast as more groups come in to the system.
And Australia's vaccine rollout will be opened up to all children aged from 12 to 15. From September the 13th, appointments can be made for Pfizer vaccinations following advice from the Vaccine Advisory Group. Health Minister Greg Hunt says if there's approval of the Moderna vaccine as well, that could also be made available to children. And Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says COVID-19 is almost entirely much less severe in children than it is in adults.
So that's an important component. We have seen some hospitalisations in that age group. Most of those have been in New South Wales, and most of those have been for social reasons rather than because they are severely sick. But there will be, and there has been, some more serious cases of COVID in those age groups. So vaccination, very important.
And for health and support measures that are currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.